A Southern California fire agency is offering a $70,000 reward today. It's designed to help catch an arsonist believed to have set one of the wildfires now burning in the region. Other fires were touched off by a blown electrical transformer and a welding torch. Whatever the initial spark, conditions were ripe earlier this week for the flames to spread, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Authorities say whoever started the fire in Orange County Sunday knew what he was doing. Fires were apparently set in three different places at the intersection of two roads in order to take maximum advantage of the wind and the terrain. FBI agents have joined the search for the arsonist behind the so-called Santiago fire. Initially fanned by hot, dry Santa Ana winds, that fire has already burned nearly 20,000 acres. Elsewhere, authorities arrested a man they suspect of setting a fire in the foothills of San Bernardino County. Another suspected arsonist was shot and killed by San Bernardino police on Tuesday. And two more people were charged with setting a small fire in San Diego. Investigator Paul O'Brien of San Diego's Arson Strike Force says firebugs often strike when the Santa Ana winds are blowing.
A lot of times when on the news they talk about, oh, we're in a real bad fire danger today and the winds are coming up and this is going to happen and that's going to happen, there are people that have taken advantage of that information and started the fires.
O'Brien says, unfortunately, firefighters themselves have been known to set fires in order to get work. But rogue firefighters represent only a small percentage of arsonists. He says some people set fires out of spite, others to collect insurance, and some just want the attention.
It's a very powerful thing, fire. And, you know, all fires start out small. You take this little match or lighter, and it's a small little flame. And then in a very short period of time, look at all the attention that you've caused.
O'Brien says authorities press charges in only about a quarter of all the arson fires in San Diego. Even when investigators know that a fire was deliberately set, it's not easy to catch the arsonist unless someone spots them in the act.
90% of our cases are solved with witnesses. So people that are vigilant and do see things, you know, get a license plate, see someone acting suspicious in an area, is how we solve the crime and bring a suspect to the courts.
O'Brien says investigators usually conclude a fire was arson through a process of elimination, only after ruling out all other causes. The wildfires burning throughout Southern California this week have a variety of causes, only some of which are known. The biggest fire in San Diego was triggered by an exploding electrical transformer. Another began when a burning vehicle ignited nearby brush. And a third fire in Orange County was touched off by some construction workers who were a little careless with a welding torch. Given this week's Santa Ana winds, almost any spark had the potential to become a billion-dollar disaster. Richard Minnick studies fire ecology at the University of California, Riverside, and says the real problem is the abundance of tinder-dry vegetation.
People get all focused on ignitions when it's not important. I mean, do we inventory the snowflake that starts an avalanche? It's absurd to worry about what started the fire when, in fact, the source of the energy is the vegetation. So if you want to manage it, you manage the vegetation as a fuel.
Minnick and others have been making that argument for a long time. But he says California has made little progress in clearing that fuel since the last deadly October firestorm 4 years ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.